This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you guys things I find amazing about the Quran. And today, just a couple of insights that I read about from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And when Yusuf had seen a dream about his, you know, the 11 stars, the sun and the moon, and he told his dad responded, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, he said, my beloved child, لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ, don't narrate your dream onto your brothers. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا, because immediately they are going to scheme against you pretty badly. They're going to make a pretty elaborate scheme against you. Okay. Now, in saying these words, there's a couple of things that come forward. Just because you said a dream, and that dream is even hard to interpret, right? It's not an easy dream to interpret. Clearly, his brothers don't know how to interpret dreams. So even if he tells them the dream, they might not know what it means. So why is it that they would hear this dream and say, we got to get this kid? Why would that be? This is actually a pretty insightful way of the Quran telling us that there are some people who are psychologically so insecure, they're so on the edge, that they may not even understand what you've said to them, what you've shared with them. But if there's even the slightest hint that in what you shared with them, there is something praiseworthy of you, some good came to you, sajda was done towards you or because of you. If that much is there, even if they don't get it, they're going to go crazy. They're just on the edge. They're just waiting to hear something to snap. And their dad knows they're on the edge. He understands they're on the edge. Now, a kid won't know that. A kid will say something to his brothers and not think twice about it. Actually, even adults, we don't think twice about it. In this ayah, we are learning to be conscious, have emotional intelligence, and be conscious of the people around us, especially even within our family, who are on the verge of snapping. They're holding on by a thread. Don't say a word. Forget saying all of it. Don't even give a hint that you're happy or something good came your way, because they don't want to hear you being happy or some good coming your way. That is going to be enough for them, and they are going to be capable of very bad. The other thing that we're learning in this ayah is, yes, family is something we have to be close to. We have to love. And there are so many teachings in our religion that we have to have a bond with family and be forgiving with family and, you know, close to family. And yet the Quran is also telling us sometimes family can be pretty damaging. Family can be pretty harmful. And when they are, you have to be careful. And you have to have the sense to know that you need to keep a distance. Quran is not calling you to fight with your family. But the Quran is also not asking you to be naive. It's not idealistic. Just be good to your brother, no matter what they do to you. No, no, no. Don't tell him stuff. Sometimes you know your brother has a major temper problem. Your uncle has a serious issue. And you feel guilty that you're not opening up to them, even though they're family. Actually, the Quran is relieving you of that. And it's saying, no, you have to be sensible. And you have to know that some people, even within your family, just don't have the best intentions for you. And they're not capable of having a healthy relationship. And when they're not capable of having a healthy relationship, and you're taking steps back, you're not the one that's supposed to be held accountable. You're supposed to take your precaution. He didn't say, don't trust your brothers, or, you know, don't do this or that. But, and that's the next thing that I want to bring to your attention, is when he did tell his son this, he says, لَا تَقْصُصْ. In the Arabic language, you can say, لَا تَقُصَّ, don't narrate. لَا تَقُصِّ, don't narrate. لَا تَقْصُصْ is the most elaborate, clearly spelled out way. When you're going to tell a child to take precaution, you should spell it out. You should not speak in code. We should be clear in communicating. Listen, I need you to be clear. Don't tell any of this to your brothers. Because they would. And he didn't just say, why not, dad? Why shouldn't I tell him? Well, just don't tell him. Just trust me, okay? Or they might. He didn't sugarcoat it. They might not like it. Or, I don't know, they might get confused. He didn't sugarcoat it. He was actually clear in communicating, they will make a scheme against you. They'll scheme against you. Why would you tell a child this? This is like, isn't that too traumatic? Maybe we should kind of hold back and kind of maybe gloss it over a little bit and hold the truth back. No, even for children. it's good to, and by the way, it's not like he told him in a hurtful or harsh or angry way, because the ayah began, Ya Bunayya, my beloved child, my little boy. It's like this hug and this holding. I need you to understand something. Don't tell your brothers this, because they will make a plan against you, okay? Just don't tell them. Trust me. Okay, Dad. He gets it. You can't hide family problems from your children. You have to prepare them for them. When you shield them from it, they have the sense to see it anyway on their own. They have the sense. They would rather be able to have an open channel of communication with you so they can talk about those family problems. Pretending that everything is perfect doesn't help them. It just creates a block, and they just know we don't talk about that stuff. And they keep it pent up inside, and it makes things worse. It just makes things worse. And so in just this one little phrase, we're learning so much about how we're supposed to communicate with our children and how we're supposed to deal with sometimes harsh realities in our families. May Allah Azza wa Jal help our family situations, and may Allah Azza wa Jal especially make us, the parents and the elders in our families, good at communicating in a healthy, clear and transparent way with our children. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.